All right, we got another little controversy, not a little. The Commons River has certainly been the center of a back and forth, and that between Defend H2O and the town of Brookhaven. Let's get into it now a little bit. And as part of our first Spotlight segment on Long Island this morning, Defend H2O's Kevin McAllister, he has been right on this and nice enough to give us a couple of minutes regarding Defend's formal notice of intent to sue the town of Brookhaven, the county of Suffolk as well, the Central Pine Barrens Commission, and New York State, as far as the Department of Environmental Conservation. We welcome Kevin. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Jay. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Listen, this has been an ongoing deal. What was the straw, the final one, Kevin, as far as on the camel's back there, the straw that kind of indicated, you know what, not seeing results, I'm out there, I'm stating the obvious and everything else, at least from your point. What was the last one for you that you kind of had to go ahead with this?
Well, Jay, I should say Defend H2O with others. We've been involved with the Carmen impoundments for about 10 years. First looking to use herbicides, and then the town moved into the dredging. Dredging of the upper impoundment made a muddy mess. The lower impoundment, which they're poised to do, back in August when they commenced activities, they lifted these weir boards to drain the impoundment before trying to excavate. That caused damages downstream with all the silt. Ultimately, with the violations that we've seen, because we've spent a lot of time reviewing the record, so the named parties of the town, county, the state of DEC, as well as Pine Barrens Commission, in this process of approval, they've all made errors. So ultimately, with the Clean Water Act violations, and what's key here, the town needed an Army Corps permit for the dredging and filling of wetlands. They did not obtain that permit. So hopefully this will give reason for pause and an opportunity to revisit this project in favor of wetland restoration. The impoundment is shallow water. This is historic wetland. We saw that when it was drained down, the old tree stumps of a swamp system in through there. This is a great opportunity to restore wetlands, provide habitat, cool the water, cleanse the water, and flood attenuation as we're dealing with, obviously, heavy weather and rain. This is all positive, so I'm hopeful the town will, again, reconsider it with Suffolk County and do something different.
Interesting. Kevin McAllister with us, Defend the H2O. Let's just kind of backtrack a little bit here, Kevin. Let's explain those who might be tuning in, Commons River, where, you know, Shirley area, Belport Bay. It's a 10-mile, tell me if I'm wrong, 10 miles, right? 10-mile long type.
Yeah,
river.
Approximately. It's groundwater fed from the, Middle Island area. Runs through Yaphank. The colonial era impoundments were created for grist mills. Then obviously moves through a substantial area of parkland, including, Suffolk County, and then empties into Belport Bay. The lower half is, or the lower sections, federal lands, a great deal of preservation. And again, dredging this system out, this is permanent damage. And we have an opportunity to restore wetlands. And we all talk about how important wetlands are, particularly with climate change and flood attenuation. This is an opportunity to do just that.
And the Commons, it should be pointed out, folks, it's one of the four largest rivers, I believe, on the island. And very similar to some of the other ones that it's, it's totally groundwater generated, although a lake did exist, I understand, a long, long time ago. But in essence, that's what it is. Now, you're saying about the permit Army Corps, what didn't the town kind of go through the procedural aspect here? But why, Kevin, do you think the town did not go through the proper protocol here?
Perhaps because of the level of scrutiny. And also, I believe the town believes that this river, the Carmen, through this area is not jurisdictional with the Army Corps of Engineers. And that's just not true. It's navigable waters of the United States. Therefore, it comes under their jurisdiction. Dredge and fill is under their jurisdiction. This permit was required, and it actually in prior guidance that was provided to the town leadership, this was pointed out that these permits were needed. So, in essence, they shirked the process. And, you know, because of this destructive nature of this project, you know, we collectively are stepping up to at least try to, you know, reason with officials for doing the right thing.
Interesting. Kevin McAllister, Defend H2O, talking about a notice and put on alert. The town of Brookhaven, among others, as far as the process of the dredging, not going through the right procedures, not going to the Army Corps of Engineers for a permitting process. Kevin, what about if they would have gone to the Army Corps, got the permit? Would things have been done differently as far as you're concerned, the dredging and everything else there? What would that have been as far as making a difference? Go ahead.
Particularly public participation. We provided substantive comments throughout this process. They were never even responded to. You know, the Pine Barrens Commission, this is clearly jurisdictional. This excavation of wetlands in a water body is in the core area. They're required to issue approvals on this. They've got, you know, received the application, and it just, in essence, there was no action. So this needs proper and full environmental review. I believe with that, it would not support the dredging of this area. And again, it would provide an opportunity to explore wetland restoration. The Canaan Lake system, which was similarly drained but never excavated, at least I'm not sure of the status now, but in the course of a growing season, the wetland was restoring itself. Again, this is really very cost effective. Other than pulling boards and draining the area with proper control to ensure that we're not degrading water quality, this system will recover quite quickly.
Kevin McAllister with us. You know, we mentioned the Army Corps. We're talking about the Commons River, the dredging, the challenging of it all, and Defend serving notice of intent to sue. And that for just overall Clean Water Act type of violations, environmental damage at stake here, the destruction of the historic wetlands. You know, we talked about CEQA before. What about the town of Brookhaven to comply with CEQA, and that by adopting improper, maybe deficient, environmental impact review? Is that also part of this process in your mind, Kevin? So what about that aspect?
They completely changed the course here, the project for the lower impoundment. It was drain and dredge, getting in there with heavy equipment to ultimately excavate. This is different than what they initially approved for the upper impoundment. So, you know, they're kind of mixing the two projects. They neglected it. They didn't undergo a full environmental impact study as recommended by one of the other agencies, the Pine Barrens Commission. So, again, the process was grossly deficient on environmental review.
Now, have you heard anything as far as the DEC is concerned about compliance, water quality protection standards, the whole thing here? Why hasn't the NYDEC been on top of this whole thing?
When they commenced in August, that rush of silt and sediment that went downstream because they did not provide the proper controls, turbidity curtains, to ensure containment and clean water discharge, you know, the DEC was compelled to take enforcement action for the violations that incurred over the course of many days with very high turbid water, cloudy water. It was full of sediment. That sediment load, those silt banks, buried habitat at a key time when we have native brook trout spawning in that area. So DEC did take action. They halted the project, and it's been really, I'll say, in the part of the town, a bit of reevaluation and do-over, because what they proposed is absolutely not feasible. And again, that was pointed out by an earlier consultant that this was not a feasible project.
What about the town
area? Let me just point this out, Jay. Because this area is a historic wetland, it's continuously saturated. So the notion of draining it down and getting in there with dry soils with front end loaders, it's just not possible. And that, now they know that, and Plan B is yet to be, I'll say, introduced to the public. But, you know, really, we need to revisit this plan and move into wetland restoration. It's a blank canvas there in that lower impoundment. This is a great opportunity.
All right. Let me ask you, what about the town? Have they had a response? Have you had any conversations with them? The town is usually on top of things here. I'm surprised it's actually gotten this far. Remember, this has been going on a while now. What about the supervisor, some of the council folks there? What about some answers as far as this dredging is concerned? Have they had any conversation with you?
Well, I will say that I've been before the town board many times over the course of the last couple of years, and really speaking to this issue in, you know, public comment period. And I have not reached out to the supervisor as of yet. I'm aware that obviously they've received this notice. I would like to meet with the supervisor and see if there's an opportunity again to correct a bad project.
Correct. I mean, if they comply, Army Corps, the whole nine yards, you know, you'll be pretty much satisfied in this. Still not too late to get things done here, right?
If this impoundment is ultimately excavated, I will not be satisfied. It will be a lost opportunity and permanent destruction to wetlands. I do hope that does not happen. And if this action helps facilitate that, that's a positive thing. I believe the town knows what the right thing to do is. Put aside, responding to some community members and really for the, betterment of the town, restoring wetland in the Carmans River is the correct thing to do.
And let's not forget, just to kind of bring people up to speed on all this, okay? You had phase one of the project, the drawdown of the impoundment, that commenced last summer, right? I think it was August, and that was halted, I remember, by the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation because of the town, the counties, their failure to implement the required measures that resulted in the discharge of the sediment and that into the Carmans, right? And that kind of started it all. Remember, you had phase one there, folks. And then phase two, you had the dredging and everything else. I forget the amount of the cubic yards of the bottom line, obviously currently pending. So, listen, it could be a lot of damage here. We'll see what happens. We're going to get in touch with the town today. We'll see if we can get Mr. Romaine on tomorrow. We'll get a response on all this. Well, today, you will be out there. You're going to be joined by some of the other environmentalists at around 11 this morning. This is the southeast corner, folks, of the lower impoundment. That's Yaphank Avenue and the LIE North Service Road there. You're going to show a lot of support for this whole restoration. And you'll be able to get a firsthand look there. Kevin, we'll keep on top of this stuff. Keep us in the loop. We'll try and get a Brookhaven response as far as tomorrow is concerned.
Thank you for the opportunity to inform your listeners. Thank you.